My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Commanders beat the Bucks if. Let's fill in that blank and then we'll talk about a loss and what would lead to that. But the Commanders will beat Tampa Bay if.
You get some really big explosive plays on offense. And you would think that comes through the passing game. I don't know how that's going to happen. But, this is a good secondary, maybe the best free safety center fielder, Antoine Winfield Jr. in football. But if you can hit a couple of home runs here, maybe one easy button, long touchdown, catch and run, or catch him unawares, or sucker the defense up with enough of the gut punch read option and downhill thumping to Brian Robinson, block something up and play action, and hit, get something deep and hit a home run. I think if you get a couple huge plays on offense, you got a legit chance to beat Tampa Bay.
Jaden Daniels balls out. They beat Tampa Bay if Daniels has a day. I don't see Griffin against New Orleans in his debut in 2012 at the Superdome in the cards when he threw for 300 and they went for 400 on offense and 40 points. But something where we leave the game going, we got him. Daniels is just that dude. Where the headlines on the blogs are, he's him, all that kind of stuff. Because he just ran for 100 and threw for 225 and he just had a field day. If he comes out and lights it up, he makes good decisions. That means protecting the football, not turning it over. Jaden Daniels plays a great game. I think you win. Other side of the ball, defensively, if I'm going to look for an answer there, I would say they generate a legit pass rush and they force Baker Mayfield into bad decisions. They get takeaways. Couple of picks, maybe. Who knows? Emmanuel Forbes, for goodness sake, gets his hands on a football for the first time.
That's crazy.
In his career. Or maybe a linebacker, Luvu or Wagner, jumps in a passing lane at some point because Mayfield has to force something. But, if Allen or Payne push the pocket, or maybe it's, Fowler or Jamin Davis or somebody off the edge, if they're able to generate pass rush more than we're expecting in this first game, to the point where they're hitting the quarterback, sack fumbles, interception, something like that happens a couple times. I think all of a sudden in a one-possession type game, which is what most of us are expecting, that swings the pendulum.
It's hard to properly quantify just how truly bad, in all facets, Washington was last year defensively against the pass. On an average pass play, if you receive the snap from your center, whether shotgun or under center, and you drop back to pass, you gain 7 yards. That's your average pass play. That's what happens. So if you check it down for 5, you hurt your average. It was the easiest thing to do in football last year was to pass against Washington. If you played Washington as a quarterback 17 times, you would have been the MVP, full stop. That's got to change. That's got to get better. They win this game. Two things. One for me on offense is you get something explosive down the field against Tampa, because I think if you line up and try to thump them and play them, they'll say thank you very much and end up winning that game. If you get a couple home runs, that's great. To me, this is really boiled down to the area that needed to improve the most on defense, which was the secondary, coverage, all things in between. It's not an enormous set of personnel upgrades, right? I mean, Cam Crowell's gone, Jeremy Chin's in. I think that's maybe a mild upgrade there. You need everybody covering. So everybody that's not rushing the passer, linebackers have to be better in that regard. Safeties have to be better. Corners have to be better. You've got as good a set of secondary coaches, trainers, guys to assist with development that you're going to have. So get tested first week, man. Two different kinds of guys. Shifty underneath in Chris Godwin. Rashad White's really good out of the backfield for the linebackers to deal with. And you know about Mike Evans. It's boring, and he doesn't run as fast as maybe he used to, but he's going for 1,000. He's going for double-digit touchdowns. And if you're Tampa Bay, a Tampa fan, you're probably licking your chops for the Week 1 matchup.
Commanders beat the Bucs if, lose to Tampa Bay if. Fill in those blanks for us. Phone lines wide open. 800-636-1067 is how you can join us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Washington's defense last year finished 31st in yards per play, 26th against the run, and 31st passing-wise in yards per play, 7.45 per pop to what you were referencing, Danny. They also gave up 262.2 yards per game to quarterbacks on average, which was dead last in the NFL. How about Washington loses to Tampa Bay if?
This to me is as simple as the outside corners are getting beat. They're getting manhandled. Again, last year, just to quantify, Washington gave up 39 touchdowns through the air, only intercepted 8 passes. Their opponent quarterback rating was 105.7. Again, that's the MVP of the league last year. If that's different, if that's better, if it's honestly, Tampa's not great at running the football. They've struggled with that for a few years now. And it's not as if Rashad White's a great bell cow. He's more of a versatile scat back kind of a guy. If you sort of force them into running type moments, right? If you're taking away some things, maybe some late boxes, maybe your whole game plan is to not let them beat you through the air, and everything about that turns into a let's have a slugfest. I'll take my chances in that regard with Washington versus Tampa in a mucky AFC North kind of a game. But if you let them sling it against you, it's over.
I think we're seeing it similarly, by the way. I think both of us view the fear of the game the exact same way, which is to say, I look at their biggest problem, their issue being if Evans and Godwin get going. If those guys are running free, getting open, making plays, that's curtains. It's over right then and there. I'm starting with pass rush. That was why I said they got to do that to win. You're talking about more just being able to have some coverage that works out. But if Evans goes 7 for 100, Godwin goes 6 for 90 or whatever, those guys are combining and both having big days, and they're moving the chains. Tampa Bay sustaining drives, staying on the field. You know, Michael Phillips is an example. Came on during the blitz and said he thinks it's a 31-24 Tampa Bay win, something like that. Well, that is a script where Tampa Bay threw the football successfully.
Yes.
They were effective and efficient through the air. Evans and Godwin probably get their numbers. Maybe McMillan is a contributor as well. But to me, the path to a win is, to your point, taking at least one of those guys out of the game and just making sure that Mayfield's not comfortable and not dropping back throwing for 275 and 3 scores. That's the way you beat Tampa Bay. Make them one-dimensional and let them pound the football because points aren't coming from the running game.
Yeah, if you want to pound the rock, you're doing us a favor. And that's the way I'd view it. I mean, last year that was the case. It's not as if they were good against the run for the most part. I think it was 4.5 a pop, middle of the pack in the league. But you were doing Washington's defense a favor every time you didn't throw it. And that's not hyperbolic. That was what the stats said. So barring not just an improvement, because an improvement, you're still regular terrible. Barring a profound turnaround, that's still the weakness of the team, in my opinion. So, I mean, that's the... at least on that side of the football. So that, to me, is where I'm most worried. And again, I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to have a great season. I think he'll have a great game, though.
Updated Commanders injury report for the record. Marcus Mariota, again today, did not practice and was ruled out. So your backup quarterback, the big picture plan, the whole Mariota's the guy, if Jaden Daniels comes off the field, not in week one. That'll be Jeff Driscoll in the first game of the season for Washington. Johnny Newton did practice. He went from being unable to take the field on Thursday to limited, but he is doubtful for the game, so don't expect,
you wouldn't expect him, right?
Him to make his debut. Doubtful now also means essentially out. It's like a 25% chance that he's going to go. Weird that they wouldn't just completely rule him out, to be honest with you, after he DNP'd and was limited today, but for whatever reason, they listed him as doubtful. And then the rest of the way, everybody was full go and isn't even on the injury report in terms of game status. Brandon Coleman with a shoulder, full practice. Cleveland Farrell with a knee, full go. He was actually named the captain of the defense for this game. Dante Fowler Jr. dealing with a knee, full practice all week. Deron Payne started the week limited with a back. He was full go. And Trent Scott with a knee, limited on the start of the week on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, full go as a swing tackle. So They come into this game, for what it's worth, extremely healthy.
As good as you can hope for, yeah.
Only Newton, their third D tackle, their second round pick, but a guy that didn't play all preseason anyway and was pretty sparsely involved in training camp. He's the only guy that's dealing with anything really going into the first game.
Yeah, the only guy you were counting on who's not going to be himself, and again, he probably won't play. But that's sort of, that's not one of those, well, it happened in preseason or it happened in training camp. This is like a lingering thing from the springtime or the late winter, you know, where it was like rehabbing and coming back from that.
Just looking at the Bucs injury report too, I hate to say it's good news, but Kalijah Kancey, who's their D tackle next to Vita Vea, who's good. I mean, that guy went to Pitt because of that and also his quickness and size. He gets some like young Aaron Donald comps. Limited today after not being on the injury report with a calf problem and now listed questionable. Normally, if you go from full practice for a couple of days to limited on Friday, there's a good chance you don't play. That would be a godsend if they didn't have to deal with him and Vita Vea. They also ruled out their starting defensive end, Logan Hull, who didn't practice all week with a foot. So, at least from an injury standpoint, Washington has the early
better shape there, yeah,
going into the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.